Good morning. As Pastor Nate said, this is a special Sunday. I'm Pastor Matthew. I'm our youth pastor, and this is our student missions report. And basically, what's going to happen is over the course of this hour and our 10:30 worship hour, everyone up here is going to share a one-minute testimony about the trips, essentially answering the questions, what was their favorite memory, and what did God teach them? And that's the sermon for today. And how that's going to work is I will invite down groups of five or six or seven of them at a time. They'll stand in a row. They'll pass the mic across and share in that way. I don't know if you remember being 12, 13, 17 years old. Public speaking is terrifying at any age. It's really terrifying in front of a room full of hundreds of adults. So we're going to let them stand down here together and pass the mic across. This is my favorite Sunday of the year. I can't wait to hear what they're going to share about our mission trips to North Carolina and to Puerto Rico and what God has taught them and what God has done. So we actually had 38 students and leaders go on our North Carolina mission trip, which ended up being one destination but two separate mission teams. And we're going to hear from our first team that went to North Carolina first, which was led by Ed Jones. If you were part of the Mary team, can you put your hand up? All right, so this is our first team that went to North Carolina. Ed Jones, Kim Biasato, Samantha, Dylan, Jillian, and Andrew. Please go ahead and come on down here. Ed Jones has actually been leading student mission trips for more than 20 years with our church, and we're just so blessed to have incredible man of God and incredible example to our teens. Ed?
Well, on to something else. It was a privilege for me to serve with this amazing group of young people and adult leaders. And to all the parents, grandparents, financial supporters and prayer supporters throughout our church, I can testify that they were great examples of ambassadors for Christ. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed serving with them. No matter what we asked them to do and step out of their comfort zone, whether it was lead a church worship in a strange church, stand up in front and lead and sing, and some of them gave testimonies in front of people they didn't know. We worked in a park, a couple of parks doing kids club, and it was hot. It was like in the mid 90s, a lot of humidity, and I never heard anybody complain. You know, the sleeping conditions were kind of Spartan, especially for the girls. They were in a room that was 90 degrees at night. And then other times, they stepped out of their comfort zones when they visited a nursing home. And I don't know if I'm sure a lot of you have been to nursing homes. They're really glad to see anybody come visit them. And our kids spread themselves out among the nursing home people, and some of them just started singing, stood up in front, and that gathered them all around. And in fact, that was the one thing that I wanted to mention that stood out in my mind, is watching our kids for 2 hours just constantly singing and going around. They broke up into groups and talked to the individual residents. And when we were finally time to leave, because we were on a schedule, I heard a lot of the residents say, are they leaving? What are we going to do now? And it was a combination of sadness and realization that we had brought some light into that building. And I just can't say enough how much these guys did and were great examples. So, this is Dylan.
I'm Dylan. I went to North Carolina, and my favorite part of the trip was just meeting the community and everybody around there. And what God taught me is not to judge so quickly.
Hi, my name's Samantha Acosta, and I went to North Carolina this year. My favorite memory was going to the nursing home, and when we were there, we got to meet a nice lady named Pearl, and she brought me and two other people to her room, and we got to learn a lot about her, and it was awesome to see how happy she was that we came and visited her. And God taught me to step out of my comfort zone, because while we're there, it was also a little hard to know what to say, and so he definitely taught me a lot about that.
My name is Jillian. I was on a North Carolina trip, and my favorite part was we went on like this prayer walk around the town, and it was just so amazing. Like, I don't really pray that often, so it was just great praying for all these like people that we went past and all these buildings. And God taught me that it doesn't matter what other people think as long as you're doing what he wants you to do.
Hi, I'm Kim Villasato, and I got to spend the week with Ed, which was super fun. My favorite memories all center around prayer, and it started with our prayer walk. There were 10 of us, and they dropped us off at an ice cream shop, which is a great place to start. And then they had us walk for about an hour through around the town. And it was really cool because we started near McDonald's, and the prayer started with, "Dear God, I pray McDonald's makes bigger salads. Dear God, I pray, you know, that it, just little things." But watching these kids as we walked through the town, their prayers changed. Because I would say, like, "Andrew, can you please pray for that building? You know, Jillian, could you please pray for that?" And then they just do it on their own. And every one of these kids prayed. And at one point, when we passed near the end, we were passing a funeral home. And to hear these kids' prayers, not only for the people who were in pain, but for their families, for the employees of the funeral home, like the depth that God increased their prayers in 1 hour was fantastic. Later, we went to a pregnancy center, and we basically cleaned it from top to bottom, inside and out. And these kids were so thorough that we had cleaned the entire building, and there was still time left. So they said, "Well, have any of you ever heard of a war room?" And we were like, "Yeah, yeah, it's a room where you do spiritual battle, you pray." And they said, "Well, we've always wanted to have one, and we have this room. Could you guys help us clear it out?" So we cleared it out, and then we got to christen that room with prayer. Our kids got to be the first people to start the war in that prayer room, and that was fantastic. And then we went to Habitat for Humanity, and at the end of that time, our group actually got to pray for a house that was being built by some of our other students and for the people that were coming. And what I love is they had all of us pray simultaneously. It was like this cacophony of praise. And all I could think of was the voice or the verse in Hebrew that says we boldly approach the throne of grace. And these kids boldly approach the throne of grace. And I got this little glimpse of what it must be like for God to hear just all these. And he said, like, "I don't want you to be like, dear God." He's like, "I want you to be, dear God, I lift up these people." And they did. And I was so proud of them. They boldly approached the throne of grace. What I really learned from God was our very last night, we get to do a foot washing. And the leaders wash the leaders' feet. And then we get to wash our kiddos' feet. And I got to wash my girls in my small group. Heather Wilson and I lead a small group, and I got to kneel before them and wash their feet and pray over them. And then the other kids in our Mary group pray over them. And God really opened my eyes just how special each and every one of them are. Everyone who came is made in God's image, and he has a plan and a purpose. And I was able to speak into that, and that it was so cool to be a part of that.
Hi, I'm Andrew, and my favorite part about the trip was probably opening the war room. And something God taught me was that no matter where we are, we're always on a mission to serve him.
Good morning. I'm Mike Figueroa, and throughout my life, especially my younger life, I heard a lot about there are certain prayers that are not that important to God, and I've heard that even as I was older, you know, they're just kind of insignificant. And a recurring theme that God kept hammering home to me this week is that God cares about all of the little details in our lives. He cares about through Scripture and through our service. God cares about when we're sick. God cares about when we're hungry. God cares about when we're doing something that seems insignificant, but it is significant to the person helping them, whether it's painting something in their yard or a lot of the various other things you're hearing about. God also cares about if our feet are dirty. And as Kim mentioned, the feet washing time was an amazing spirit-filled time, Holy Spirit-filled time, and that was a great memory, on a ton of great memories this week. But my favorite was Friday night when we had our time as a group where we recapped everything, basically sharing what did God teach you this week and what was your favorite memory this week. And it was just amazing to hear essentially testimony after testimony of the power of God and God revealing himself to people who were really seeking him this week.
Hi, I'm Sean. My favorite part of the missions trip was starting the war room at the pregnancy center. We were the first people to pray in that room, and that was really special to me. God opened up my eyes to rural poverty. I thought poverty was only in cities, but I was wrong. And he also opened up my eyes to how people may have good houses, but they may not have great financial income.
Hi, I'm Ben. My favorite part of the trip was probably the foot washing ceremony. That was like the most powerful thing I've ever experienced, and I don't want to get into it too much because I don't want to cry on stage because it was so emotional. but my other favorite part was probably going to Kids Club, which was this like kind of camp type thing that they had in a park. And I just loved bonding with the kids and hanging out with them and playing sports with them. And it was really cool just to see like how other kids just do stuff in their communities. And I thought that was really cool. God taught me that just to be more flexible and just to go with the flow and do what you need to do and do what he wants you to do. He also taught me to be like more patient and just kind of like just go with it. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Savannah. My favorite part of the trip was probably the foot washing ceremony. My dad washed my feet. It was really great and powerful, as Ben said. We were all crying. It was amazing to see God working. Something God taught me was that he knows what's best for me. So even if I don't want to step out of my comfort zone, he's working, and I need to do what he wants me to do and not what I want to do.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and my favorite part of the trip was going to the nursing home and seeing how all the people were like so happy to see us and how they all had smiles on their faces. And one thing that I learned from God was that happiness doesn't come with wealth, and you can like have like nothing and still be like the happiest person in the world.
Hello, my name is Talitha Ryle, and one of my favorite parts of the trip was probably going on the prayer walk. We went around the community and we prayed for pretty much everything we saw. And we all prayed individually, but also together. And I really like this because God used that to teach me that prayer is like a wonderful thing because it's a way we can communicate with him, and it's a really great thing to do. And it taught me that I should practice it more, not just there, but here at home. So.
Good job. Hey guys, I'm Emma Davis, and so my favorite part of the missions trip was going to, well, actually the foot washing. So my dad washed my feet, and that was a really emotional time for me, and so I was bawling my eyes out. I won't lie. But anyway, two of my friends, Talitha here, and then Katie back there, came alongside me and just prayed for me. And then we just sat in a circle holding hands and just prayed for each other and thanking God for each other. And then one by one, the rest of my small group, like Elena and then Rachel, start coming over. And then we all start praying for each other and just thanking God that we all got to be on this mission trip together. And one thing God taught me was that God's never going to leave you alone. He'll always bring people into your life to, like, bless you. So thank you.
My name is Daniel Baer, and one thing, my favorite part of the trip was definitely the foot washing ceremony. You could just feel God in that room. Like, you could, like, everyone was crying, and you could just kind of feel, like, the Spirit of God was there and watching over us. It was great. And that something God taught me is that just because you don't have, like, a lot of possessions, you don't have, like, a phone or something, I don't know, that doesn't mean you can't be happy. And that I should be more grateful for what I have.
Hi, my name is Roger Davis, and I was so fortunate to be able to serve with all these awesome kids. You should really be just come up to them and tell them. They have so many more stories to share with you about what God did on this trip. One of my favorite things that happened on this trip was when we were at the nursing home. There was a gentleman there, and he came right up to us. He was so excited that we were there, and every word out of his mouth was, "Do you know that God loves you? And I have these awesome songs that I wanted to sing to you, sing for you." So he went to his room and got out his instrument and brought it down to the gathering area, and that started it. He was off and running with all of his songs, and it was awesome. He may not remember our names. He may not have remembered his family's names. This nursing home mostly had people with dementia. And if I ever get dementia, I hope that I can remember that Jesus loves me and I can share that with others. That was the one thing that he could remember. A lot of other things he couldn't, but that was it for him. And on our trip, we had a Bible verse, Philippians 1:6, that was kind of like the theme verse for our trip. Being confident in this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. So I was really excited to see what God was doing in the lives of all these young people, and I'm really excited to continue to see what he's going to do. Thank you.
So my name is Daniel Lin, and I was on the Mary team to North Carolina. A favorite moment of mine was meeting the youth work staff, especially Chris. Now, what really stood out to me about Chris is that he was so kind and funny. He was chill. He was such a good Christian, and he was always a fun guy to hang out with. What God has taught me on this trip is that to be open is that I judge and assume a lot of things about people before meeting them. So, you know, going to kids club and meeting the elderly people at the nursing home, I kind of thought I couldn't relate to them because I'm not in their situation and I can't really, you know, talk to them. But as I met them, I figured out that, you know, I can judge and assume people on the outside, but it's really the interactions and talking to others that you really find out who they truly are.
Hi, my name is Thomas Baer, and my favorite moment on this missions trip was finding out about Pastor McNutt's happy place. So I was walking back to the room that I shared with Pastor McNutt, and I found him sitting crisscross applesauce in the doorway with the fan right next to him, eating peanuts out of a jar. And throughout the week, I would just see him doing that stuff, like reading there. And I mean, he could have sat on his bed. I don't know why he was on the floor. But anyway, what God taught me this week was that prayer can be really powerful, because we prayed a lot this week and it impacted me. I mean, it showed me that prayer isn't just something you say before dinner or what you do before bed. It's the only way to communicate with God.
Alright, so my name is Bobby Bear. My favorite thing I did last week was we climbed a mountain, and I just saw the view. It was really amazing to see what God created. And something God taught me was I shouldn't take things for granted. Just be grateful for what I have. So, yeah.
My favorite memory was when we went to a nursing home and met a man named Archie, and he had Alzheimer's, and he really believed in God, and I just thought it was so cool how with a man that with Alzheimer's still believed in God and still knew his God was Jesus Christ. And what God taught me is that just because someone is wearing clothes that are really nice or looks fine doesn't mean everything's at home. And Jesus really showed me this when we were at kids club, and we were bringing home a girl, and her house was all beat down and run down and plastic tarps for windows, and it was just so sad. And then later that week I found out that the other groups built a home for her and her four siblings, and I just thought that was so cool that God left her in our hands. And yeah.
My name is Katie Yu, and I guess my favorite part about the missions trip this last week was the end of it, where we had the barbecue or the cookout, and we had the entire community with us, and I saw some old faces from Kids Club. But it was toward the end of that cookout where they were bringing out ice cream and root beer floats, and I went and told everybody, and I bumped into Erica, and I told her, "Hey, we have root beer floats. Let's go try some." And she's like, "What's a root beer float?" And I was like, "You've never tried a root beer float?" And so I went to, I told her where they were, and I went to tell everybody else. And then when I got back, she was like, "I'm so excited, I'm so excited, I'm so excited." And it just made me feel like this person has so much passion and zeal for life. If anything, I hope that she has the most, like, she has the happiest life because she's excited for everything she does. And I feel like that's what we need to have too, to be excited to spread God's word in every single thing. And throughout the week, God taught me a lot of things, but one thing that really stood out was when we were worshiping. I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday, but we were singing and praising God, and we were all together, interlocked with our arms around each other, singing, and like, I was crying. I don't know about anybody else. But God taught me that no matter where we are, how far apart we are, or what barriers are between us, everybody under God, our brothers and sisters, will always be connected.
Hi, I'm Margaret Lynn. I was actually a last-minute substitution to go on this trip, so I didn't really have a chance to prepare for it too much before going. I was experiencing some anxiety or nerves a little bit before going. I hadn't been on a missions trip in like over 20 years, so and I'm not used to stretching as much as I really should, but I'm really grateful for the opportunity that I had to be a part of this team and to just witness God at work. I think one of the favorite moments, it's not really a moment in particular, but just one of the things as part of this trip, you know, the kids have to set aside their electronics for the week and just kind of tune out of all that activity, and just I was really, really wonderful to see them being intentional in their interactions with each other, with their service in the community, with the projects that they took on. And I really hope and pray for them that they'll use that experience going back to their lives day to day, that they can be continue to do that. And one thing that I think God has been teaching me this week is also about being intentional in my connections and expanding my perspectives. I made an effort. I tried to interact with people in the community, try to talk to them, find out about their lives, and that was, you know, it was a little bit difficult at times because, like, one woman in particular I was interacting with had, she had the job at the middle school, and she was helping us to rearrange the furniture, put the furniture back in the classrooms after they, you know, they had waxed the floors when school got out. And then she was telling me how she also had to take on a second job because the paycheck that she gets from the school is only monthly, and she had to find another job to just get her through the month, you know, because one paycheck a month wasn't doing it for her. So, you know, that really touched my heart, and I think just helped me realize that, you know, folks work hard to get by, and you know, we have a lot to be thankful for, and we'll just, I hope, for opportunities to work with people, and you know, just continue serving. So thank you.
We're going to hear from some of the members of our second North Carolina team. If you were part of my North Carolina team, can you stand up for just a second? All right. So I'm going to call down Heidi, Tommy, JR, Erica, Elizabeth, Rebecca, and Zach Carter. Come on down. All right, so we had an amazing time, and I've already been talking a lot, so I'm going to let them take the mic and share about what our team did.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Schropp, and I went on the North Carolina trip. My favorite part of the trip was probably going to the nursing home, because I loved seeing all like, the people at the home getting so excited to see us, because when we were hanging out with them, I could kind of tell that they didn't get a lot of visitors. And something God taught me was patience, because when I was working at the kids' club, some of the kids there were like really energetic and I guess didn't pay attention to anything that we were saying. So God taught me patience and how to like stay calm when even when they weren't listening.
Hi, my name is Erica, and before the trip, I was really nervous, and I didn't really want to go, because, like, I didn't know the people, and yeah, but then when I was on the trip, I received so much love from everyone, and God told me that if I open my heart, I will never be alone. And so my favorite moment was when I got hit by the rock. And everyone came to me and started asking me if I'm okay. I received so much love from everyone, and I'm really happy that I went on the trip.
Hi, I'm Zach Carter, and my favorite memory from the trip was probably when I was at the nursing home. We were playing bingo with all the residents there, and it was really a fun time. I was sitting at a table with three people. There was one gentleman who was really fun. He was really happy that we were there. And there were two other ladies that practically lost her hearing, so it was hard to communicate with them. And while playing bingo, there was one lady named Marjorie, and she missed the piece. So I told her, "Hey, Marjorie, you missed the piece." And then she said, "What did you say?" Norma, who was the other lady there, didn't know that I was talking to her. She said, "What did you say?" I said to her, "I wasn't talking to you." And I said to Marjorie, "You missed the piece." And they both said, "What did you say?" I did that 3 times. I got tired of it, so I just put the piece there for her. Marjorie understood, but Norma, she just kind of stared at me. I thought I was done until 10 seconds later when Norma said, "Were you going to say something to me?" One thing that God taught me on the trip was, before I went, I thought it was just going to be all hard labor, but I learned that it wasn't just about lifting 100-plus-pound logs or trying to herd pigs and getting dirty, but it's also about the relationship building and sharing the love of Christ with other people around me.
Hi, I'm Tommy Visado. I think my favorite memory of the trip was when, right after the foot washing, everybody was kind of crying and sobbing, including me. And I walk into our room with Zach and Wesley, and they were just kind of sitting there crying their eyes out, and I didn't really get it at first. And I walked over and I was like, "Are you guys good? Is everything okay?" And Zach tells me something that it got to me and Wesley, I think. And so we just kind of sat in a circle and prayed for like probably 10 minutes. And then, that kind of moved us all, I think. And we just kind of went on, and we were the only three crying once we got into the little share group thing that we do afterwards. So that was really cool. And something God taught me was that you can't really judge people, because there was this I think he was probably homeless, that guy that came to the mobile cafe, and turns out he actually has a PhD and used to be pretty rich and doing well off, and then two bad decisions, and he was where he is now. So that was a little moving, but yeah, thank you.
Hey, I'm J.R. Jones, and my favorite memory from the trip was at Kids Club. There was this little girl, and I did something as easy as playing rock, paper, scissors with her, and the look on her face was like the happiest I've ever seen a face ever, because she lived in a trailer with her 3 siblings and her single mother, so I doubt she got a lot of individual playing time and attention. And I could tell she, like, really appreciated me just sitting down and playing rock, paper, scissors. And God taught me a lot about patience, because when we were working on the houses, I really did not want to be boiling in the heat, so I would just have patience until the cloud came over the sun, or until whenever lunchtime was.
Hi, my name's Rebecca, and my favorite part of the trip was getting to know the 5 other people that were on my work team from the other church. Blaine, Addie, Emmeline, Carter, and Evan. They were really sweet, and the first day was a little awkward, but as the week went on, we really got to know them, and it was really fun to talk with them in the vans. And my favorite part of that was when we would sing Chicken Fried and To Bother Tommy. And that was really fun. And something that God taught me is that He answers our prayers even when we don't feel like we deserve it. I was kind of under the false impression that I had to do something for God to answer my prayers. I needed to be have devotions for this amount of time every day, or I need to always be following him for him to answer prayers. But this week, I had a friend that I'd been praying for about a year, and I was just feeling really hurt because I was really disconnected with her, and I knew she was getting into some bad stuff, and I was just really worried for her. And after a year of praying for her, this week she rededicated her life to Christ, so that was really touching for me.
Hi, I'm Heidi Friedkin, and I was in the group with Tommy and Zach and Rebecca and Wesley and Georgia. My favorite moment of the week was when somebody that I love very much and have been praying for a really long time gave their life to Christ, and that was just worth the whole week. That was amazing. And the way I saw God work was just through these students. It's just, I see them come in as sixth graders, and every year they get littler and littler, it seems. And just to watch these guys step up and step out of their comfort zone, both physically and emotionally, depending where we were and what we were doing, there was just things that wouldn't have been your first choice to do, and they just were absolutely amazing, and I can just see God working through them and growing them into godly men and women, and I just love it.
All right, my son Caleb is going to start us off.
All right, so hey, I'm Caleb, and I guess like I had so many favorite parts of this trip, like it was just a great trip. But if I had to pick one, it would definitely be going to the Mobile Cafe. It's a food kitchen for people who are homeless, like they don't have guaranteed meals every day, and it was the first time they had ever sent a group there, so they kind of came up to us beforehand and they were like, "We don't really know what you're going to walk into. All we know is you're going to help feed the homeless." So I was definitely really nervous and didn't really know what to expect. But the second we got there, the people working there and the people coming for food, they were all just so happy and like had the biggest smiles ever. And it's just, we walked in and the mood was so bright and joyful that it was just like right away I was like, all right, I'm ready to just start working and helping them. And one way God really talked to me this week was through the devotionals we did. And as I was reading through them, I just really like felt like God was telling me to stop, like I would like judge people by like first impressions and stuff. And he was like, stop doing that and really just look for the good in them all the time and not really focus on the bad.
Everybody, I'm Jess, and this was my first trip as a leader, even though I think I spent most of it getting mistaken for one of the middle schoolers. But it was just absolutely incredible to go with all of these students, and just we had such an incredible trip. Picking one favorite memory and one thing that God taught me was almost impossible, but one of the things that really stuck out to me was doing the foot washing. I recently was on the other end of it getting my feet washed, but since I was a leader, I got to wash the students' feet. And just experiencing how humbling and how much of a loving act that was, I didn't appreciate it as much when I was a senior getting my feet washed, but actually doing it, I got to really appreciate what God actually did for us. And prayer is always something that I've kind of struggled with doing, so we had to pray for each student whose feet we washed. And just in the moment, I felt like I knew exactly what to say to every single student. I was crying like a baby before I even started praying, and just the words came to me so easily, and it was like I knew exactly what God wanted me to say to each and every one of them. So that was an absolutely incredible experience. And something God taught me this trip was that in life, you can go through highs and lows, and even though sometimes the lows feel like it's something God could never possibly use for His glory, He always manages to find a way to use it for His purpose, even when you feel like there's no possible way that God could possibly use you and what you went through to help others. And it's just absolutely incredible how things can come full circle sometimes.
Hi, my name is Christy Chaco, and I had the chance to go to North Carolina. And my favorite part was probably the van rides, because getting stuffed into a van full of people you don't know is terrifying at first, but then it's like really easy to get to know them. And something God taught me is that you can trust Him even when no one else is around, and that He'll provide you with someone to trust.
Hi, my name is Georgia. I'm going into 10th grade, and this is my third missions trip. My favorite part of the trip was reconnecting with God. So when I was little, I got baptized, but God and I grew apart over the years, and this past week we got on a new level and I gave my life to Him, which was really nice. I felt convicted and I learned what it really meant to live for God. And it was beautiful. He put so many people in my life to help me grow close to Him, and I just felt His presence with me throughout the whole week. Something that God taught me was the power of prayer, and that you can be so far from Christianity, but you can always pray to Him and He will answer you no matter what.
Hi, my name is Willie Lin, and first off, let me say it was a real blessing to serve with my son and my wife on this trip. I was assigned as the driver and the co-leader of the Bald Rock crew, one of five crews there, and the team members I worked with was Christy, Erica, Caleb, and Christian from our church, and we also had Emma, Aaron, and Zoe from Roanoke Church, along with their youth leader. And just like what Christy mentioned before, the bonding with the other church, they really grew and learned from that. I think all of them really appreciate the opportunity to grow with each other. My favorite memory is serving on Tuesday morning at a place called Mobile Cafe, which is a community food ministry in Taylorsville. Caleb mentioned that as well. And you know, we witnessed the crew chopping, shredding, baking, scooping, preparing, and serving 103 meals while interacting with community members, and then they cleaned afterwards. I had the special pleasure of riding with Dwayne. He was the director, and we had to make a last-minute run over to a local produce store, and he's such a pleasant Southern gentleman with lots of experience as a former youth leader, performing arts teacher, and so many other things. So I was really, I really enjoyed that. What God showed me, and He reminded me again of the amazing God-given talent of all of these youth. They're teens. We didn't know what to expect when we got there. And at the Mobile Cafe, the youth work staff didn't come with us, so we didn't know what to expect. But they walked in there without reservation, cheerfully asked questions. Then they started working on all those tasks with almost no guidance except one: to serve others. They even got a chance to start preparing meals for the next day, and that's another 100 people. And we're blessed by that. And we're so blessed, the other youth leader and I, we surprised them, because we're such wonderful ambassadors for Christ that we made an unscheduled tour, a detour to Taylorsville best known ice cream store, and we gave them a break with some ice cream. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Wesley. My favorite memory on this trip was going to this church to serve people there who needed food. And when we got there, we saw this lady who was making a puzzle, and immediately me and some of my other friends and my crew, we walked right over to her, started talking to her, started building this puzzle. And what stood out to me was she said, "You know, it doesn't matter if we even come close to finishing this puzzle. You guys keeping me company is more than enough and more than I could ask for." And that really touched me. And then something God taught me is just to not worry, because coming on this trip, I was very anxious at first. And standing here now, there's not a single thing I regret on the trip, and I just wish I could do it again.
Hi, I'm Sarah Halseal. My favorite memory from North Carolina was probably the foot washing. At first, I thought I was going to be okay, but we all ended up crying. We were all able to express our love for each other and for God, so it brought us all really close together. And something that God taught me was that just because someone is less fortunate, it doesn't mean they're unhappy. Because a lot of the kids that we met at Kids Club, they were also energetic and able to just be happy even though their circumstances weren't as great as ours. And it taught me to be grateful for the things that I have, even if they're really small and I take them for granted.
Hi, I'm Olivia. This was my second mission trip. It was very different from my first. But my favorite part of the trip was probably Kids Club. It was definitely a lot of fun. And on the last day, they had this thing called Water Day. It was basically a ton of crazy fun water games just dedicated to the kids. And it was, the main point of it was just to show the kids how awesome they are. So we had like water balloon wars, and when we ran out of water balloons, the kids ran over to where we had lunch, grabbed the styrofoam cups that we had reserved for drinks, and started pouring water on us with them. And at one point, this one kid was so tired of having water dumped on him that he decided to sit in the cooler with all the water in it. And what God taught me on this trip, I also learned in Kids Club. Just because of somebody's age, you can't assume how involved they're going to want to be with something. Like with Kids Club, we had brought along like costumes in case the kids wanted to do a skit for their, like, based off their Bible story. I hadn't bothered writing any lines for them because I just assumed that they weren't going to care because they were like six. But I gave them the costumes, I put them on, read them the story, and then I didn't think anything else of it. As soon as I turn around, I hear them starting to improv their own dialogue, and they were actually interested in it. And it surprised me so much. And just seeing these 2 6-year-olds like really like act out their characters. They were dressed up as God and Isaiah, and they remembered what they had learned from the story, and it just touched me so much that they wanted to be involved with this, and they really cared about being there. And that was definitely one of my favorite parts of the trip.
Zach Hayes actually joined our youth ministry staff here at the church just over a year ago, and he's been a fantastic addition to the team and just had so much impact on the students. And so for the ultimate test, I put him in charge of a mission trip overseas that my son is on, and Zach brought them all back.
Everybody's back.
But he's gonna introduce what that trip did a little bit, and I can't wait to hear what they learned from God.
Okay, well, good morning. So as Matthew said, I'm Zach Hayes. I came on staff here about a year ago, and I had the privilege of leading the Puerto Rico team. And before I say anything else, I'd just like to have everybody on the Puerto Rico team stand up and recognize them, because this was an incredible team. Students and leaders, they were fantastic, and I feel so privileged to have had that team in Puerto Rico with me. So we went to Puerto Rico to help with recovery efforts from the hurricanes they got kind of swept by last summer. And I think all of us were expecting a certain thing when we'd get there, and it wasn't quite what we were expecting. They split us up into five different groups. I think it was five. It was like five or six. And a lot of us actually just went to like schools or Boys and Girls Clubs or homes for children who have kind of fled bad home situations, and they're kind of, it's sort of like an asylum for them. And we did have one team go and basically clean out an entire house that was just destroyed by the storms. And so that, I think we were kind of expecting that to be like the whole trip, like all day, every day, just work. And it wasn't quite like that. But one of the things we talked about while we were there, and the youth work staff told us, was one of the greatest needs they have about a year later is just feelings of being disenfranchised and kind of forgotten about. And a lot of the need was for us to go there and to just to throw ourselves into the community and build relationships and let them know that the world does care about them, and we are praying for them and we're here for them. And one of the coolest things that I got to experience was each team went back to the same site every day all week. So in past trips, we've done different things each day as a team. So this trip, when the students asked us, "Are you coming back tomorrow?" normally we'd have to be like, "No, we're not." And it was really sad. But this year, when they asked us that question, we got to say, "Yeah, we're here all week." And just seeing the kids light up with joy when we showed up was a huge blessing to me. So that was what most of our teams did, was interacted with kids and really threw ourselves into the community that way. We did have one group, as I said, go to this person's house who had it destroyed, from what I understand, by the storm. And they were able to pretty much clear the house out and give him like almost a new home. And the experience that they shared of just what that was like was incredible to hear. And you'll hear some stories about that too. But it was an incredible trip, and I'm just so blessed to have been able to lead it, and it was a great team, so thank you.
Hi, my name is Victoria Acosta. This year, my group had the opportunity to go and serve at a home for 21 girls who were escaping from abusive family situations. One of my favorite memories from this week was watching a relationship form between me and this little girl named Francesca. On the first day during lunchtime, I went and I sat down next to her, and immediately we just hit it off. She started talking to me really fast in Spanish, and I kind of understood what she was saying, but honestly, I don't think it really mattered. She kind of just wanted someone to listen to her speak. By the end of that first day, she had given me the nickname Pina, which means pineapple. So every day I would go in and I'd hear her yelling, "Pina, Pina, Pina." I knew that she was looking for me and that she wanted to know where I was. It was really cool to see how God was able to form a bond between two people who weren't even close to the same age, who didn't entirely speak the same language in that short amount of time, to the point where on the last day when we had to say goodbye, both of us were crying, and God was able to form this bond that was that strong in such a short amount of time. I think that this week God truly taught me how much beauty is able to come out of brokenness. Sin has penetrated so deep into our world and has broken so many things, and the family structure is just one example of that. And that was so evident in seeing that these 21 girls were living without a family because they had come from abusive situations. But it was amazing to see that these girls weren't down in the dumps. They weren't sad all the time. No, these girls were some of the most joyful, accepting human beings I've ever met in my entire life, and it was amazing to see how they came from such broken situations, but there was so much beauty in them.
Hi, my name is Lydia, and this week we got to work a lot with children, which was really nice, and as Zach said, it wasn't exactly what we were expecting, but some of my favorite things were playing games with all the kids, because we played this game called Mancala a lot,
and they played it a lot differently than we did, so I had to figure out how they did it. And it was so fun because all the kids were so different. Some, they would let me win because they felt bad because I was terrible at it. And some, like, they played fair, but then some of them, like, did cheat at it. And so that we would always have to be like, tramposo, tramposo, which means cheater. It was just really fun to get to know all the kids. And, you know, you had no clue what they were saying most of the time because they spoke so fast, but it was really nice. And something God taught me this week was how you don't need to have a lot of possessions to be so happy, because a lot of these people had next to nothing, but they were so joyful, and they found their joy in God and one another.
Hi, my name is Patrick, and I was part of the group that served with the girls from the home. And my favorite part was playing volleyball with them, and I didn't know any Spanish at all, and most of them didn't know really any English, but we all had a lot of fun and just were able to connect a lot through that. And something God taught me was that you can be joyful no matter the circumstance, and just, yeah.
Hi, my name's Truett, and I got to serve with Ethan at a summer camp at a school in Arecibo. And at the summer camp, there was this little boy named JJ who was 6 years old, and he didn't speak any English. He spoke Spanish very quickly for me. But every day, no matter what we were doing during dance class, lunch, or recess, he would always come up to you and say toca, which means tag in Spanish. And then he would just run out of the room and would make you chase him. Or he would go up against the wall and start counting and expect you to go hide to play hide and seek. And that was just a really fun experience to be able to bond with someone even though we didn't speak the same language. And then God actually used JJ to teach me that no matter what you have, no matter the circumstance, through devastation, you can be as joyful as possible.
Hi, my name is Mark, and flying into Puerto Rico, seeing all the houses with blue roofs, the blue roofs meaning tarps that just help keep the water out because Hurricane Maria just destroyed all the houses, and I had the opportunity to work in a house where that whole street was covered in water. The water levels rose all the way up to the ceilings. That damaged everything in their homes, leaving them with nothing. Puerto Rico, they value relationships more than being on time. That was very cool to learn and to see how accepting they were, and there's language barriers and just relationships that you could build was very important. I saw this in the Youth Works. Youth Works is a great company, and they just really were accepting and supportive, and I got to learn a lot about their organization and the things that they value, and they're actually going to be there all summer. So to know that we're leaving Puerto Rico, and just not leaving, but that there's other groups there that will help us, and to see that the groups in Puerto Rico that are still going to be coming, that the people in Puerto Rico don't think that we're just coming and going, and that they know who Youth Works are, and actually just being in Puerto Rico, people were driving by honking at us, waving to us and smiling. One thing that God taught me was the value and the gift of leadership. And I think leadership is very important, and I saw this in the foot washing, that you should honor that. If you have the gift of leadership, you should be able to serve and be there for and lead a big group of people. But at the same time, I think you should not value yourself over anybody else, and you should serve at the bottom and work your way up from there.
So I'm Noah. I was one of the adult leaders on this trip. It was my first international trip as a leader. It was a good time. I served as the leader of the Tostones group with the wonderful Donovan Haverly and Emily Hughes. We went to CPAP, which is a school there, and Donovan and I walked up to the basketball court on the first day. I'm not going to lie, this is an embarrassing story for me and Donovan. So we walk up, and there's all these kids, like probably 9 to 15 years old, playing basketball. So we walk up, and we're like, all right, guys,
us two versus you guys, all 10 of you guys, like, we got this. It's a very humbling experience for me, being 6'2", to be dunked on by a little short 5'4 kid when I can barely graze the rim. So that was a good memory, and they didn't let me live it down for a while. So that was just my favorite part there, was getting served by a bunch of kids. And what God taught me is not to go in with any preconceived notions. I expressed to Zach on the way there, I was a little nervous about going and meeting other churches, because every time that happens, it's kind of like us versus them. Like, we say to ourselves, they say to ourselves. But within 2 hours of us meeting the two other churches there, we were already in a dance-off. And yes, Brandywine did win. Good job, guys. We danced to I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys, and we were magnificent. So it was just really great to connect with the other churches there, and just, we were one family. We were one. We were just there with a purpose to serve God, and it was just beautiful.
All right, Ben, start us off.
All right, so my name's Ben, and my favorite part of the trip was probably when we were working at the Boys and Girls Club, and me and Zach were just sitting there, like, jamming out on the guitar and singing in front of the kids, and a 13-year-old girl came over who used to live in the United States, but her English was, like, slipping the longer she lived in Puerto Rico, and we were just trying to connect with her and, like, find music that she could sing in English or Spanish. And we sang this one worship song named Abre Mis Ojos. And we were just sitting there singing our hearts out in Spanish. And all of the kids in the room were watching us. And, like, some of them started to sing, too. So that was really cool. And something God taught me on the trip was that we're all on a mission to serve Him. And we should not be afraid of any barriers that might be in the way of doing that, whether it's like a cultural barrier, language barrier, or age barrier, because we hopped on a plane to Puerto Rico and conquered all of them.
Hi, I'm Jamie, and I was part of the group that helped repair the house that had water damage in it. And like they said before, his house, Leonardo, got flooded. And it had been that way since Hurricane Maria. So it was just, all the damage was sitting there for months. And luckily there was other people in the community that helped clear out all of the debris and everything. So we could go in, finish helping them, and then take everything out and paint and help turn Leonardo's house back into a home, because that's one of the things that he had. That's all he had. So when he almost lost that, he shared with us that he felt really down and was starting to lose hope, because he had been living in that house the entire time with all the gross, nasty stuff that was in there. And he shared with us that he was about to surrender his life, and that we came just in time to help him and to give him hope. And on the last day at our site, we all just prayed for him and set him off. And hopefully the community is still going to be working in his life, because they are still there helping him.
Hi, I'm Erica, and I was a part of the Boys and Girls Club, and one of my favorite parts of the trip was dancing with little children and doing arts and crafts. Through that, just seeing how happy and content they were with life really taught me to be content with my life and everything that comes into it, because they were coming from nothing and they didn't have much to begin with. So that taught me to be grateful and thankful for every circumstance that comes into my life.
Hi, my name is Noah, and throughout my time in Puerto Rico, I feel like God used me the most through sports to connect to other kids. And I was part of the group that went to the home for 21 abused girls, and it was like a refuge for them. And while I was there, I was playing with this little boy soccer for like an hour and a half, and the whole time he just had this like straight face. He looked like he was like very sad, and then he didn't smile at all, and like I was talking to him and stuff, but like he didn't change his expression. And then when it was time to leave, he was off in like the distance with his little group, and he looked over at me and gave like the biggest smile and yelled adios, which means bye in Spanish. And that really showed me that I showed him God's love. And throughout this trip, I've learned that even through the toughest situations, you can still be happy.
Hi, I'm Donovan. My favorite moment on the Puerto Rico trip would probably be the last day we would be serving, which was a cookout, and it was where all the groups were there from all the churches, our church, and all the other churches that were there from Maryland and Iowa, and it was just so fun because the mix of emotions. At the beginning of the cookout, it was like joyous, happy time. We were having fun with the kids. We were playing games like basketball, probably one of the greatest volleyball games ever, and near the end, it's just a lot of sad emotions. It was really hard to say goodbye, and it just showed like the connections that we had with them. Like we moved us near to tears when we left, and just think about how they felt when we had to go. And what God really taught me was that there really are no barriers when it comes to knowing His Word and worshiping Him, neither cultural distance or language.
Hi, I'm Carl. I got to work with six of our students at a site where we were emptying out a home and painting it and fixing it up. Mark was talking about something when we were coming in for a landing in our plane. We're, I don't know, half a mile high. It's hard to tell about those things. And we were looking at all the roofs. The roofs were spotted, maybe a third, a half of the roofs were this brilliant blue color. And Jean and my wife and I were talking about how pretty it was. Maybe kind of remind you a little bit of like if you ever seen any pictures of Bermuda. There's a color theme. And we thought it was really neat looking. And we landed and got to the place and we were talking with one of the folks there. And it turns out that those blue roofs weren't pretty colored roofs. They were roofs with tarps on them. The devastation is overwhelming down there. And the house that we worked in was in a floodplain that had between 8 and 10 foot of water that went through for multiple days. And a lot of the debris that we were taking out of this house, there are concrete structures, so the structure stands, but everything around it and in it gets destroyed. And a lot of the debris we were taking out of this place was piled up debris that had floated in. And we're sorry that we don't have pictures of the before pictures for the construction, because we got out of the car, our van, and immediately all six of these guys just hit the ground running and grabbed brooms and shovels and started moving debris and pushing water, because the way to start cleaning the house was to power wash it on the inside, ceiling, walls, everything. So this house had debris that when we started taking it apart, we had hundreds of cockroaches, 3 inches long, mice, snakes, spiders as big as a head. It was tough. And this little old man just sat in the corner, could hardly walk with a walker, could not speak a word of English, and just was humbled by the fact that our young people were in there going to work right away. And they worked like I've never seen young people work. And this just went on. And so we got the house cleaned out. They started painting. They painted the walls. They were moving the few pieces of furniture that they got for the people donated. They brought them in and set them. They found out later on in the week that we weren't going to have 4 days to work. They were only going to have three because they put us on another site. And they just kicked into gear and started working harder. They painted, they carried, they cleaned, they moved piles of debris. We had two guys work an entire day on weed whackers with axes, cutting down trees, moving piles of junk that had just accumulated. And when
their hearts just broke that they weren't going to be able to finish this job, so they just worked harder. And then they kept us later. They just, the last day, they wouldn't stop until we ran out of the last drop of paint and we were half an hour late. Just the most amazing young people. And the last day when our Youth Works leader came and did some translating and was talking to Leonardo, the gentleman that we were working for, he had given up. He had basically said he was giving up because since last November, he's been living in a pile of junk without electricity, without the food that people brought to him daily. And he was at the point where he was not going to do it anymore. And God brought him the people from Puerto Rico that were helping, and these six incredible young people. And they made a difference in his life, and it brought tears to everyone's eyes that were there when Leonardo finally got translated to us. My favorite moment, trying to communicate with this man, you couldn't shake hands with him because the hands were like, I don't know, shriveled and clubbed. I don't know if that's a bad term, but and I walked away from him after saying thank you, and we'll thank you for everything, letting us be here. I heard him kind of whisper as I was walking away from him. He said thank you. It was the only word of English that I heard him say. So it was a cool moment. I had to go back and hug him. And and what did I learn? God can throw amazing amounts of work and difficulties at us, but he also prepares us and gives us the way to get it done. And these six guys, four guys, two girls, worked so hard. And I also have to say that Zach was given the seemingly impossible task of keeping us all safe and on time and the logistics and our flights and our vehicles, and he did it. But he did an amazing job, and we were really fortunate to have him as our leader. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Emily Hughes, and this was my fourth missions trip. And my favorite part of the trip was probably getting to build relationships with all the kids that we met. And one day when we were at our site, me and my crew were eating lunch with all the kids. And this one little boy, I couldn't figure out how to pronounce his name, but he knew my name every day that we got there. And he asked me to come and play a game with him. And he didn't speak any English, and I don't know any Spanish. And his friend had to translate for me. But it was really cool to just see how excited all the kids were to get to know us and play with us, even though we couldn't communicate very well with them. And one thing that God taught me was to keep an open mind. And I learned this because before the trip, I was kind of expecting all the buildings to be totally destroyed and needing like a lot of rebuilding. But once we got there and started walking around, even if the houses were like destroyed, there's so much beauty about them because there were vines and trees growing through them. And there were also a lot of like gorgeous paintings and murals throughout the town. And it was just really cool to see all of that. So yeah, God just taught me to keep an open mind and be willing to understand people and situations before I judge them.
Hello, my name is Hannah, and I had the privilege of cleaning out a house and rebuilding it. The man that we were working for didn't speak any English, so we had communicators to help us. And one time, the person from YouthWorks told us that a couple months ago, Leonardo's daughter and granddaughter, they came to the house and they saw how devastated it looked. And they didn't stop by, they left. And that was the last time Leonardo saw his family. And when I heard that, it shocked me to think that your own family could betray you like that. So later that week, when Leonardo's room was fixed, he put the items that he had left from the storm into his room, and the first thing he hung up was a picture of his family. And I later sat down with him and I asked him, you know, who are they? And his mood immediately changed. He just started smiling and he told me about them, and it was just so sweet to see that even though they left him for dead, he came back and he forgave them. without hesitation. And one thing that God showed me was that just like Leonardo, the Lord's love for us, it's never ending. And we could betray God and we could let him go, but he's always there. So thank you.
Hi, my name's Gabe, and I was privileged to be on the team called Frappes, and we were at the Boys and Girls Club all week with children ages from like elementary school all the way up to high school, and I'm just so happy that I got to serve there because I really enjoy serving with children. I think that was what I was called to do, and we made very strong relationships with the kids over the course of the week. I improved my Spanish, and by the last day, when we told the kids we had to go, some of their names were Yanziel, Juwan, Jos, Khalib. When we had to tell them that we were leaving on Friday, it was just so heartbreaking, and that was my favorite moment of the trip. It was the most sad, but yeah, it just showed me how much of an impact we had on those kids' lives through dancing and sports, and that was a special moment. And what God taught me on the trip was that there's no excuse or there's no good reason that we shouldn't continue to serve wherever we are back at home, because this past week, we were serving out of our comfort zone with language barriers, cultural barriers, like stuff like that. But back at home, we're comfortable, so we should be serving in whatever we do.
Hi, my name is Nate. This was my first missions trip, and like Hannah, I was also on the group working on the house. My favorite moment came on Thursday. It was the last day we were working, and our youth works leader, Esteban, rolled up to the site and said that because of scheduling, we only had 10 minutes left to work. And immediately, each and every one of us grabbed whatever tool was closest to us and worked as hard as we physically could to get as much done as possible. Because each and every one of us cared so much about this man that the thought of leaving anything undone was unthinkable. And what God taught me in this mission trip was that nothing will stop him from making you care about something. Because Leonardo, the man who owned the house, did not speak English. And he was just a shy person. He didn't talk a lot. So with virtually no communication, we all had so much love for him. And it was just mind-blowing. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Pastor Todd. One of the things that happened this spring was Matthew invited me to come on the Puerto Rico missions trip, and I accepted in part because I wanted to get to know our students better. As a pastor here, I primarily serve our adult population and don't have too much overlap with students, and that was mission accomplished. I got to know a lot of our students well, and as you can tell, we have really great students here at Brandywine. But I would say the most impactful part of the trip for me didn't actually come on any of the work trips or the days that we spent with youth works. It actually came on the last day of our trip. The last day was a logistical nightmare of just getting rental cars returned, taking Ubers back to our hotel room. That whole entire plan ran a lot later than it should have because of unforeseen circumstances. We ended up taking an Uber back to our hotel, and a guy named Javier was our Uber driver. And he finds out that we're not on vacation, that we're on a missions trip, and he was curious about that, and he asked us if we would pray for his marriage. Well, obviously, we're going to jump all over that type of an opportunity. And as I'm praying over him, as he's driving down the road, just praying that he will continue to fight for his marriage, he begins to just break down and weep and cry, like, profusely. So bad that we were kind of thinking that maybe you should pull over on the side of the road. And after we got finished praying over him and admonishing him in his marriage, he then says to me, he's like, I was just praying to God that he would send some sort of encouragement my way to continue to fight for our marriage. So we told him that we would continue to pray for him, and we also told him that we would tell our church about him. So now it's on you. Pray for an Uber driver in Santiago, San Juan, Puerto Rico, named Javier. He needs your prayers.
I'm Carrie Nathan. I was on the team that went to the home for the girls who had been taken out of abusive situations in their families to live at the school. And I had so many favorite parts of this trip, I can't even talk about them. But one of the things that was kind of interesting is when we landed in Philadelphia, the flight attendants, there was us on the plane, but there were a lot of Puerto Rican people on the plane traveling back and forth. The flight attendants mentioned that they gave a shout out to our church for coming down to Puerto Rico to help with relief efforts. And we got such a warm applause, and then one of the flight attendants started singing a praise song in Spanish. I thought that was unbelievable. But what God taught me, I've been thinking a lot about missions and what it means locally and internationally. And we played a game. YouthWorks had us play a game where they broke us into two groups. One large group, they gave strings, and the goal was to have it, they were each supposed to come out with a necklace. And the other group came in, and they gave us very limited information of how we could help people. And the other group came in, and we were allowed to carry one bead at a time, and we would go to people and try to figure out what their needs were. And it really made me realize that we have to go in, when we do missions, it can be done badly or it can be done well. I feel like our kids just did an excellent job, but the thing I learned is that you really can't go in with preconceived notions of what you think people need. You really have to communicate as well as you can to find out what their needs are, because you can actually come across as condescending, and you can cause harm. So that was one of the things I learned. I'm just so grateful to be a part of a team that was able to participate in having God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.
Hi, I'm Catherine. This week I was working with a group of kids at a summer camp, and every time we would go back, the kids were always so excited to see us, and they were always happy, and it was so cool to see. My favorite moment was one of the days we were with this group of girls, and we were just singing and dancing, and it was super fun, but it didn't really matter in that moment that there was a language barrier. We were just a group of people, and it was super neat to see. Like, it didn't matter where we came from, and I just felt that joy. So what God taught me is that it doesn't matter what we do, whether we're working with people, building a house, or just being there to listen. As long as we're serving God, that's all that really matters.
So my name's Micah, and I got to be a part of the group that worked in the house and rebuilding and repainting it. And I guess one of my favorite parts was we were breaking up for our lunch, and we had prepared a lunch for Leonardo, the homeowner. And so we laid out the lunch on the table, and before he came over to receive his lunch, he decided to serve his dogs first. So he spent like 5 to 10 minutes feeding his two little dogs, and so he decided to, instead of eating his own food, he decided to serve his dogs, and I guess that's what God taught me. He taught that we should serve others before serving ourselves, and that we should bring home our service to where we live and anywhere and everywhere, not just on a mission trip. We should serve everyone over serving ourselves first.
My name's Bowen. I was on the Mole Fungo team, the muscle group. We turned a house into a home this week. Our leaders were phenomenal. We had the sweet and gentle Carl Jones, and we had the disciplinary enforcer, Jamie. So I think my favorite moment was, like, probably every single day there. Quoting the lyrical genius and basketball player Lonzo Ball, uh-oh. Oh no, they know. Grind mode. And grind mode is a correct word or term for that, because we were grinding the whole time. And I think that's what God taught me, because everyone else had these amazing relationships with these children all week, and I made a relationship with, like, a paintbrush. But at the end, I'm looking back on it, and I made amazing emotional bonds with everyone in my group, and I made an emotional bond with Leonardo. And I just think that God taught me that he works in mysterious ways, and I should prepare for that.
Good morning, I'm Jeffrey Lin. This is my fifth mission trip, and I guess every year I always hope that God will give me an incredible experience, and every year he finds a different way to deliver. So the group that I served with, we had an opportunity that no other group had, which was to return to the site that we served at the entire week, Thursday evening, and every other group had to leave there and say goodbye Thursday afternoon. So we got to, my group had got to have a few more precious moments with the people we served with. So my favorite moment was a bittersweet one. We held a cookout at the school for the 21 girls who were trying to flee from their abusive families. And it was just an incredible experience being able to dance Zumba, play games, and communicate past our language barriers with the people. Even though that extra time that I got to spend with the people I had served with made it all the more harder to say goodbye. And so about 7:45 that night, the lights went out, and one of the girls that I'd been with all week named Alessandra, she came and sought me out in the dark, and she gave me this bracelet, and under the light of someone's phone camera, she wrote me a note in Spanish which said, "No importa que te pase, or que pase, te voy a tener en mi corazón," which means, no matter what happens, I'll have you in my heart forever. And, you know, isn't it powerful that despite language barriers, when we form relationships that center around God and not ourselves, they can be all the more vast. And something that God taught me was selflessness. I remember the Monday that we got there that evening, I was just listening to people talking about how they were building houses and playing sports with the kids, and I was sitting in an art room. But as the week wore on, you know, God started to work on me, and just how welcoming the girls were at the home. You know, they had, the situations were so bad, we couldn't take pictures of them or exchange contact information, because if any of the parents found out or saw pictures online, then they would exercise illegal custody, come over to the home, and try to take them away. But just how welcoming they were and how joyous they were always to see us come there every day, it showed me that we should try to do the same with our own relationships in God's name and not focusing on our own desires.
Good morning. My name's Ethan, and my group was with Truett, and we were at a school on the outskirts of Edisebo. It was a summer camp, and so one of my favorite moments at that was, it wasn't one particular moment, but it was throughout the entire trip. So I'd just be walking along, and then all around me, I hear people whispering, Chino, 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 Estelle Chino, and then, which means, like, Chinese person. And it was just really funny to see that, and some of the older kids even came up to me and was like, so, what are you? And then I'd have to answer and just tell them, I'm Taiwanese. And like, where's that? And I said, it's an island next to China. And they said, oh, so you're Chinese. And then I said, no, I'm Taiwanese. But what God taught me on this trip really came through another moment, which like another one of my favorite moments. So we had to say goodbye to our group on Wednesday, a day early, because they were going on a field trip and YouthWorks wouldn't let us go on that field trip because they didn't really know that area. So I went to go say goodbye to this little kid I met. His name is JJ, and he was in his music class with three other little kids, and they were just playing stuff offbeat, and all you could see was just JJ, like, just dancing around with his mallet, like, and then he just turned around and hit his cymbal offbeat, and it was just, it was really cute, and he was just really, really happy. And what that taught me was that these kids, they don't have as much as we do, but yet somehow they find a way to be happy, as happy, or even happier than we are. So they just taught me that you don't really need a lot to be happy. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jean Jones, and I had a privilege of being on the team with Ethan and Truett at this summer camp with kids. And it was pretty tiring, but Ethan and Truett played the sports and dance and just had all the energy. I had none. And I couldn't even communicate with these kids. I think if they spoke English, I still couldn't communicate because they talked so fast. And it just, I didn't understand them. So it became frustrating at one point. In fact, the first day, I just was exhausted, and I was just saying to God, why am I here? I can't talk to them. I can't play with them. I can't keep up with the sports. But through the lessons that we had and just prayer, God showed me that you do what you can at the moment. And one of the things that happened is we bonded as a whole group with three churches, and in particular the leaders. We were able to share and encourage each other, and also with the YouthWorks leaders, to be able to encourage someone that has been away from their home, who was trying to figure out what their next step in life was. Where that came from. But God uses you in different ways. So that was cool.
In just a moment, Pastor Nate's going to come and close our service. But before he does, there's three things I want to say. The first is, behind the scenes, there were two women that were not on our trips, but we would not have been on the trips without Michelle Rush and Melissa Stein, who did so much work. All of the organized, so much of the paperwork. Just, I don't even want to know how many hours the two of them sunk in behind the scenes so that the 63 of us could travel and be prepared and have what we need. If we could give a big appreciation to Michelle and Melissa. As a youth pastor, I love having people like them on my team because they make me look good. The second thing I want to say is this is my 10th summer here at this church doing student missions. Every year, I'm blown away by the generosity of this church and this community. You know, we get to send 63 students and adults to other parts of the world, to other parts of our nation, to to do incredible acts of service, and to be challenged to grow in their faith. You know, our church has produced a crop of adults that are in ministry and on the mission field, and who are viewing their careers as ministry, and who are serving and leading in their churches because they grew up in a church like this that believes in supporting young people, going out and serving God and learning what it's like to be like Christ. And so I just want to say thank you so much for this church and its generosity. I get to get together with other youth pastors and brag about what it's like to be in a body like this. The last thing I want to say is I am truly blown away every year by the adults that volunteer to come and serve on these trips. To do so means they're using up vacation time. For those that are self-employed, it means just straight up giving up income for however long the trip is. They have been spending since last January meeting with these teens, making calls, meeting with me, meeting with Zach, doing just countless hours of preparation, and then giving up so much time with their family, from their work, of their vacation time, so that kids in our, these men and women believe in the kids in our church and love them so much. It's just incredible to me how much they sacrificed. If my leaders could stand up so we can recognize them. As a parent who has kids that got to go on trips because of people like you, thank you. Nate, can you close us?
Yeah, just to say to you guys, students, don't quickly forget the things that God taught you, right? Immediately put them into practice. That's what the Word of God says. It's not just about knowing the truth, right? It's doing it. And so find ways that you can take the lessons that God taught you right now and go put them into practice immediately, okay? Y'all encourage them to do that, right? Why don't we stand? I think it's fitting just to sing the doxology together, give praise to God from whom all our blessings flow, and thank Him for everything that He's done. So let's sing this together. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. God bless. See you guys next week.